have you take control of the show. Toll free 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
This is the Tuesday night edition of the show, and we're here, as we always are, from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And of course, you can always join us on our Saturday night show as well, from 7 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So, plenty of opportunities, 6 nights a week, to get your ears on some Free Talk Live, if you will.
Get your fix.
Yeah, get your fix. And finally, the freetalklive.com website is back online. Last night, we were having a little bit of technical difficulty. We got ourselves a brand spanking new hard drive plugged into the server, and so now you can go to freetalklive.com and get our archives. The last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website. There's no need to register for anything. There's no membership fee. You don't have to pull out your credit card. Absolutely free at freetalklive.com.
Now, that server, the hard drive that they got plugged into the server there, that's not ours. That's equipment from a company.
Equipment from another company.
Okay. Yeah. Just making clear that it wasn't us.
No, because if it was ours, then we'd have to be paying for the internet connection that the server is hooked up to, which would be a little prohibitive. They've got a big, big internet connection, and we can't afford that, man.
Is that one of those O3 connections?
It's a big, big connection.
I see. Free Talk Live is brought to you, as it is every night, by the Free State Project. Your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you can call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. And we've got a number of different issues to talk about tonight, as we always do. Of course, you can take control of the show, 800-259-9231. If you don't, that means we have to bring stuff up, and there's all kinds of good stuff tonight. We've got some emails to catch up on. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. There's actually an interesting bulletin board post that we should start the show with.
Okay.
It covers a whole lot of issues. It's from Brandon, and he posted it on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. It says, A Day in the Life of an Average Republican by some liberal. It's kind of like you'll see what I mean, but it's kind of like a progressive leftist slanted article against Republicans. Anyway,
can't imagine you can find those on the internet.
Not that I take either side, but it's the issues that it brings up that are interesting. Joe gets up at 6 a.m. to prepare his morning coffee. He fills his pot full of good, clean drinking water because some liberal fought for minimum water quality standards. Do you see where this is going?
Yes.
Now, is it because liberals fought for minimum water quality standards that we have good quality water?
I know. I think it's because people want to have good quality water.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's because, like, if the water wasn't good quality, people would die. You know, that might have something to
do with it. People are willing to pay for good quality water. Yeah. That's why they go to the store and buy, bottled water.
He takes his daily medication with his first swallow of coffee. His medications, I don't know if that's the way you're supposed to take medication, with coffee.
I've taken it before that way.
Really?
Yeah.
With the first swallow of coffee, his medications are safe to take because some liberal fought to ensure their safety and work as advertised. First of all, I don't think that medications are safe to take. There's some of them are safe to take in certain doses, and even then, we have something like 100,000 people a year dying as a result of improperly prescribed medications and just bizarro side effects that weren't necessarily expected.
I'd say that's far fewer than before the FDA came along.
Far fewer people die now than before the FDA?
No. Far fewer, that there were far fewer before the FDA came along.
There are far fewer accidental deaths, is what you're saying.
Right.
Could very well possibly.
It's unfair because there are far fewer people, but,
Yeah, true. But to claim that medications are safe because liberals fought for their standards is just total bunk. Again, companies don't want to kill people off, and that's kind of the message of this particular post, that liberals are responsible for keeping you safe. It's because we're so busy lobbying for all these restrictions and all of these controls that you're able to live. Apparently, totally asinine. All but $10 of his medications are paid for by his employer's medical plan because some liberal union workers fought their employers for paid medical insurance. Now Joe gets it too. Is that why we have paid insurance? Is because of the unions?
I think that insurance was brought on originally because there were caps on salaries, and the only way that employers could at the time you know, entice employees to come to their company was to offer benefits.
Really? Now, were those government caps?
I believe they were.
On certain industries?
I believe that was post-World War II.
Huh. Interesting.
I've heard that. I mean, you know, I could be wrong.
It's kind of like how, well, I've heard this about the banking industry, when apparently banks or loans or something about banks was very highly regulated in the past, and so all the banks could really do to differentiate themselves from one another was offer a free toaster, or because I guess the rates were all the same.
Right.
Like there was no, you could go to one bank and go to another bank, and all of the loan rates were identical.
So all they could do was offer, you know,
yeah,
a new calendar.
Exactly. So, but it's interesting that the market does these things. I mean, the market does everything it possibly can to work around the regulations, even though those banks were prohibited from competing on what they should have been competing on, and that is loan rates and everything, and all the little details in regards to their loans. Even once those were locked in, they still found ways to differentiate themselves, and I'm sure customer service was another portion of that as well. Let's see. He prepares his morning breakfast. Bacon and eggs this day. Joe's bacon is safe to eat because some liberal fought for laws to regulate the meatpacking industry. Do you think that's true?
Well, no.
Is it because of all the laws that the meatpacking industry is safe? Is it because that little stamp of the USDA is on there? Does that really make you feel safer about buying the meat that you buy?
I wonder, would meatpacking places be able to cut a few corners here and there, you know, that if the FDA wasn't poking around? I kind of wonder about
that. I think it's
USDA.
U.S. Department of Agriculture.
I'm sorry, USDA.
I don't know if they would necessarily cut corners. I think that you've got the end dealers, the grocery stores, who are going to be getting this product and are going to be responsible. You know, they're the smiling faces that are responsible for handing it over to the consumers.
Mm-hmm.
If people start finding out that this meat is grade Z quality when it's not being advertised as that, I think that what would happen if we didn't have the USDA is probably something very similar to what we'd have with the Underwriters Laboratories. If you go into your kitchen and turn over your toaster or any appliance that you can get your hands on in there, you'll see the UL symbol, Underwriters Laboratories. Now, the dealers of these products, the Walmarts, the Kmarts, the businesses around that sell the toasters, etc., will not buy your product. Like if you wanted to start Manwich Toaster Incorporated, and you were just kind of building toasters in your back shop, and you went to, you know, you went to Walmart and said, "Here, I'll sell you my toasters at
half." It won't catch fire.
No, I'll sell you my toasters at half the cost of Black & Decker's model. And Walmart took a look at it, flipped it over on the bottom side, and they contacted UL and said, "Hey, have you ever heard of Manwich's toasters? They don't have your logo on there." No, we don't know who he is. Well, they turn you down, Manwich, because that's kind of the unregulated way that we are kept safe by the market.
Well, I think that it's very true that the UL symbol is far more important to retailers than it is to consumers. Consumers just,
certainly,
they don't look at the UL symbol.
I didn't know what it was until I read about it.
It doesn't mean anything to them generally, and I'd say that the reason that it is because it's so common.
It's common.
On just about every electronics component, because just about every retailer says, well, we're not going to sell them if they don't have that on there.
Yeah, and that's because they want to protect their customers. That's because they want to give their customers the best possible product at the best possible price. And they don't want to take a risk that the toaster's going to catch on fire, burn one of their clients' house down, and then they're going to have a lawsuit on their hands or an angry customer.
So are you saying that Walmart isn't mean and money-grubbing because they don't carry you know, electronics that aren't marked with the UL symbol?
I guess that's what I'm saying. That's a great point, Manwich, because they want to keep your house from burning down.
800. Keep you from filing a lawsuit against
them. Right. 1-800-259-9231. When everybody does what's in their self-interest, we've got a free market. Now, it's when the government that gets in and messes around that we have what we have today, which is a restricted market. There's more here, more claims about the wonders of what liberals have brought us, man, which we'll come back with that.
Very
unless you want to call in. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You take control of the phones, 800-259-9231, and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue or something of a personal nature. We're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And again, 800-259-9231. Don't forget to get interactive with us. At freetalklive.com, we got the Shrine of Female Listeners with our newest validated member of the Shrine there, Sammy. She's from Malaysia, actually, and living in New Zealand right now, so that's cool.
Very interesting.
The purpose of the Shrine, of course, is to show off the fact that Free Talk Live really does have women listening to the show. And not only do we have women listening to the show, but they're willing to actually take the time to take a photograph with some evidence that they listen to Free Talk Live, usually a sign, and send it to us. And so we put them up on the web. Again, that's at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Jason in San Diego. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Well, yeah, I think that one of the problems that you guys have in being these, capitalistic, libertarians is that...
I prefer the term free marketeer, Jason.
Well, you know, the problem that I see with you guys is that what about environmental issues? Now, if we have absolute, you know, property rights like you guys would like to have,
it's the only real way to protect the environment.
Okay, well, let's say that, you know, in the middle of my neighborhood, I own the land, you know, that my house sits on.
Mm-hmm.
I decide that I want to have a sewage treatment plant right here. I want to compete with sewage, you know, treaters. And so, but since I have absolute, you know, power over my land and my little subdevelopment here, I mean, so then basically none of my neighbors could complain that I'm, you know, treating raw sewage, you know, right here. Well, I mean, what would you guys, you know, think about, you know, trying to solve this problem?
If you lived in a deed restricted community, as I imagine most would be, you know, in an absolute capitalistic society that you're talking about, then the deed restrictions would keep out sewage treatment plants because you wouldn't be able to have, you know, businesses of, you know, certain sorts in there, and they probably would allow home offices, but that would be just about it. And otherwise, if you weren't in a deed restricted community, the people that bought next to you sort of, you know, I mean, they're taking a gamble that would be what would happen.
Well,
so
that's true. And even if you were in a neighborhood that didn't have deed restrictions, why you would want to go and open up a sewage treatment plant in a neighborhood area where property values are much, much higher than they would be out in the middle of BF nowhere, where you could get it for a much lower price, why you would want to do something like that? It's totally against your economic interests.
What if it makes economic sense for me to do it there? I can do it there for the cheapest price. I can make, you know, a ton of money there.
It is unlikely that would be the case, but if you can, then that's...
Well, you know, now, you know, we're trying to argue, you know, like whose model of, you know, like what we're talking about here is that... But, you know, the problem that I have, though, is that I think that, you know, libertarians have a hard time, you know, when it comes to the environment, because you're basically, you're not saying that there can be any sort of restrictions on what people can do. They could harm it. I can poison the water.
No, as a matter of fact, Jason, I'm sorry, but you obviously haven't done much research into this, and I'm glad you called on this one because it's important. Having clean water and clean air to breathe is very, I think, critical to enjoying life. And so libertarians are all in favor of protecting the environment. In fact, we know that private property rights are the only way that the environment will truly be protected. I would suggest that you go and do a little bit of research on
that. No. Well, answer the question then. How
are
you?
Go, Jason. I'm going to answer it. The Boston Globe did an extensive research a few years ago about how the number one polluter in the nation is, of course, the United States government. They pollute even more than the top four corporate polluters combined. Basically, the fact is, when you own your own property, you have an incentive to not pollute that property. However, they found that most corporations that are polluting property are usually doing it on government-leased lands. So,
what about, say, like General Electric, which is a company that pumps, you know, PCBs into the environment? They, you know, they're a company that you know, pollutes a lot. You know, they do a lot with plastics. Now, you're trying to tell me that because, you know, these people have an economic interest, they're not going to pollute, then why do they? Why do they pollute? Why is it that there's certain rivers in this country you can't drink out of? Or
why is the United States government such a significantly larger polluter than they are?
Well, actually, I want to answer Jason's question. Why aren't there certain rivers that you can drink out of? Well, that's because the government owns the rivers. If you actually turn river ownership and other waterway ownership over to private owners, then it will be protected. And as an example, I'll tell you, I was looking around for some property here in the Tampa Bay area, and one of the houses I was looking at, actually, behind it, it butted up against
the water. That's total BS. In Europe, there have been private rivers, you know, for eons, okay? I mean, you know, we have private, you know, families running things. I mean, that's the way that, you know, that Europe's been run for, like, the past 1,500 years.
Uh-huh.
And I believe that most of their major rivers are completely polluted. So how can you say that somehow that private ownership is going to change?
I don't know. I don't live in Europe, Jason, so I don't know.
Well, you know,
government.
But you're sure. No, but it doesn't matter. You know, whether or not you
matter.
Live in Europe, because
it does matter, because
no,
I don't live there. I don't know what government.
Private, you know, person owning things. You know, I mean, that's the ultimate thing that you guys would like, huh? You'd like to have like a king or somebody like that on the.
No,
you know?
Nope.
I mean, why
no,
not?
Jason.
Why not?
Jason, look, you talked about Europe. This isn't Europe. This is America. So I don't know. When you claim there's private property rights on rivers there and lakes and everything, I don't necessarily believe it because I don't know anything about it. So let's talk about here in America. And I'll give you a real example from my life experience, all right? So if you can keep your mouth shut during this, I'll get through it. I was looking at a house. It butted up against a lake. And I went out and was looking at the lake, talking to the owner of the house about it, and asked her some questions about it. And she ended up telling me that this lake was partially theirs. It was partially, if you were to buy that house, you'd get like a pie-sized chunk of that lake, basically. And she actually told me that they don't let anybody into that lake. One time there was some construction workers working on somebody else's house that spotted the lake, decided that it'd be a good idea to go out and do some fishing while they were on the job, and they threw them right out of that lake, saying, this is our lake and you can't be on it. Okay. That's just one example of how private ownership can protect the environment versus endanger it. Now, when you're getting into something like air pollution, then it gets a little bit more complex.
No. If you're talking about private ownership, you'd have to admit that royal families, are they not private institutions? Are they not people that own, you know, their country, the land that
own their,
you know,
country?
Their realm? Isn't that private ownership?
No.
I mean, why do they talk about crown lands in places like,
I guess
England
that would be
and
the essentially government lands there?
Yeah, those are government lands, Jason. Just because they're owned by a monarchy doesn't make them private necessarily.
Well,
they're not taking care of those lands like a real private owner would. Somebody who eventually would like to sell their property. The monarchs are probably not going to flip their properties over after 20 years to make a little bit of extra money. They don't have to.
Well, I disagree again. I mean, when you take a look at these corporations like, say, ITT that own, you know, like these huge mines down in South America.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're trying to tell me that, you know, when they're out there polluting the land, you know, like, you know, dumping heavy metals into streams, that, you know, they somehow care about, you know, the environment and the land that they're on. I mean, let's face it, there's some businesses that are just dirty, like
okay,
mining.
Well, let's face it, you're talking
you're,
about
and
South America,
when you're
going
to be making money that you have to pollute, how can you say that, say, large mining companies that do pollute rivers, that what they're doing is not wrong? And how would we control that as people?
Do you think that what the government did with ANWR and opening it up to drilling here recently is right or wrong?
Well, I think that it's wrong because if you take a look, it's a long story, guys, but you'd have to take a look at where, you know, petroleum actually comes from. You'd have
example of the government protecting land for you.
They screw it over. Jason, keep listening. We'll explain this a little bit more in a bit. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's definitely an issue worth delving into a little bit. He's still concerned about these private companies dumping things into rivers. We'll address that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Every heart beats true for the gray, black, and green. Hey, that's not the way the song goes. But when I come back, I'll explain why these colors are becoming more patriotic to consumers. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Old Glory's colors stand for truth, justice, and the American way. But according to a recent opinion research group poll, the black oils that cause gray skies are making their way for greener pastures, thanks to fuel-efficient hybrid vehicles. Two out of three of those surveyed agreed that buying more fuel-efficient automobiles is patriotic, and about half say they have purchased or plan to purchase one. In addition to freedom from higher gasoline bills, fuel-efficient vehicles also help reduce personal air pollution each year by up to 16,000 pounds of carbon dioxide emissions. Now that's one national deficit that we can all live with. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control and bring up anything via the phones, of course, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you. Hello, Manwich.
I'm sorry.
You're doing a talk show. All right. And the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. Be sure you go and check that out. There are hundreds of people registered there, interacting with one another, and thousands of posts. Don't forget about the archives as well. And don't forget about voting for us over at podcastpickle.com, which is right there on the archive section. Easy link to go help us out with that. So, Jason, the communist, called in a moment ago and brought up a really important issue. He brought up the environment. And he is convinced, he doesn't understand how it is that private property ownership could possibly save the environment. It's really the only way, in my opinion, that the environment is ever going to be kept clean, is ever going to be pristine.
I understand his concern, because I don't believe that the next guy or some big company is going to necessarily take care of its land, and thereby my land and my air and my water.
Mm-hmm.
I guess those aren't really mine, but those things, as well as I would like them to. But I can tell you that they're going to do a better job than the government's done.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's, I'm willing to look at that, because the government is the number one polluter. And
well, if they want to pollute and ruin their own land, then I think that's one thing. But if you can prove that the pollution has somehow run over into your land, then you have a court case. Then you have a lawsuit. And I'd like to turn to the expert in this case, Dr. Mary Ruart, the author of Healing Our World. She does a little question-answer column in the Advocates for Self-Government. And she's actually addressing the question, well, how would libertarians keep our air and our water clean? Well, she makes the point that we need to go back to restitution. So if something goes bad, somebody ruins your property in some way, you get fixed. The property gets fixed. You get compensated for your time and for your effort, instead of them charging the government, charging them a fine. And that's it. And here's a little bit more detail on how this could really help things. In Britain, for instance, individuals do have property rights in the rivers that run through their land. If someone upstream pollutes the water and harms the fish, like the evil GE company that he was talking about, or GM or whoever it was, the downstream owners don't have to wait for a bureaucratic commission to study the issue. Instead, they immediately sue the polluters to protect their valuable property and claim restitution for damages. As a result, would-be polluters are effectively deterred from damaging the environment. And the reason they're deterred is because restitution, when it comes to environmental cleanup, pretty expensive.
Very expensive.
So it's a lot cheaper to just do the make the investments necessary so that you're not polluting in the first place, and then just pass that cost along to your customers. Waterways don't have private protectors fare much worse, like here in the United States. Citizens Action Group recently contacted Dr. Ruart because they were concerned about businesses dumping toxic chemicals into the neighboring Ohio River. Because the government claims stewardship of this particular waterway, individuals have no ownership rights, even though we all own it, Manwich. Even though when the government owns it, it's public property, and we all own a piece of it.
That's BS.
Well, in reality, nobody has any sort of ownership over it, and so therefore nobody can pull a lawsuit. They must wait until the bureaucrats decide to take action, which could be 10 years before anything is done. If the businesses contribute to the campaign chests of powerful politicians, nothing may ever happen, even if local authorities are truly protective of the environment. Even when government does decide to move against a corporate polluter, restitution is seldom required. Instead, the business usually pays a fine. Sometimes, that fine is small enough that the business finds it cheaper to go ahead and pollute and just pay the fines.
That's how businesses will probably work, then.
Private owners would seldom be willing to let their property polluted for a small sum, because the decrease in property value would be a devastating financial blow. She goes on to say, even ocean beds can be protected from pollution where private ownership of fishing rights is coupled with restitution. In some states, homesteading of oyster beds is permitted. Private oyster beds are more prolific and more profitable than public ones. The owners have an incentive to invest.
I bet they are.
And in caring for the beds and harvesting them sustainably. So incentive is the key word here. We want to give people an incentive to take care of their own property. If the government is leasing land to a company, that company has zero incentive to take care of it. If all they're going to face is a fine, it's really not that big of a deal. In the early part of this century, shrimp fishers along the Gulf of Mexico collectively claimed homesteading property rights in the coastal waters. Their association regulated the harvest of shrimp sustainably to maximize long-term profit. This is without the government. The U.S. government then refused.
They did it all on their own without government intervention?
Well, they were doing it, and then the U.S. government refused to recognize the property rights of the shrimp fishers and then outlawed their organization. Not surprisingly, too many shrimp were taken, and the population has since dropped.
Mm.
Our air can be protected from pollution with restitution and private ownership as well. For example, in a libertarian society, the roadways would be privately owned. If neighbors complained of pollution, the road company might offer monetary compensation. Most likely, however, the neighbors would want the pollution to stop. Since 80% of the emissions pollution is caused by 20% of the cars, the road company might deny access or charge a much higher user fee to a polluting vehicle. Given these alternatives, most of the owners would probably buy a newer car or get their emission system upgraded, because then they'd have a financial incentive to do so. Such measures would reduce pollution until the neighbors were no longer bothered by it. Similarly, if a product polluted the air, victims could sue the product maker, who in turn would pass the cost of restitution on to the consumer. Higher prices would then discourage use and decrease pollution. So it's even possible to decrease pollution in the airwaves if we have private property rights. Because if you're breathing in some sort of chemical that the plant...
You mean in the air?
Yeah, in the air. If you're breathing...
We're pollution on the airwaves. That would be... You said airwaves.
Oh, very cute. Yeah, in the air. So if there's some company a couple miles away downwind, and you're downwind of them most of the time, and they're pumping out black soot into the air, and you know you can prove in a court of law that it's coming from this company and it's damaging your health, you're going to have a good, solid lawsuit against those people.
I don't think you'd have too much trouble, proving it if you can take photographs of the company pumping black smoke into the air.
I'm sure you wouldn't have any trouble finding a lawyer who, you know, would back you on that one. Instead of using restitution to alter the usage of potentially damaging products, government today simply bans them. For example, the insecticide DDT eradicated insects that carried malaria, yellow fever, sleeping sickness, typhus, and encephalitis, typically in third world countries. Pressured by the ban placed on this chemical by the U.S. government, Sri Lanka abandoned spraying DDT in 1964. Malaria rose from less than 24 cases per year when they were spraying with DDT to over 2 million.
Whoa.
That's the side of DDT that the activists don't talk about. The victims had no recourse because, of course, governments have sovereign immunity. Without sovereign immunity, victims of bans or harmful laws could sue for restitution. The threat of such suit would encourage lawmakers to consider the adverse effects of their actions. Today, because of sovereign immunity, our politicians literally get away with murder. In today's society, polluters might simply declare bankruptcy and walk away. However, in a libertarian society, a creditor could not be forced by government to give up their claims for damages. Polluters who couldn't pay immediately would most likely have to make monthly payments until their debt and the interest on that debt was paid in full. If they refused to make such payments, they'd most likely end up in a work prison, where the additional costs of incarceration would be added to their tab. Rather than lose their freedom and incur additional costs, most polluters would choose to keep up their payments. So, there. could be done in a free society, but we're not a free society, so it's going to take a lot of work to get there. And that's part of what Free Talk Live is here for.
Is she proposing a debtor's prison? Kind of surprised at that.
Well, I'm not sure about that, man, which that's a good question. 800-259-9231. Again, Free Talk Live is part of this whole movement towards freedom, and we're glad you're here with us. More coming up.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control. Toll-free 800-259-9231. And you can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Sign up for our updates list right there on the front page of the site. Just click updates. It takes you just a couple minutes, and then you'll get emails from us whenever there's something new to announce about the show. In fact, I sent out an update just today, I think.
I think you did, too.
Yeah, this whole website being down thing's kind of throwing me off. Oh, yes. The Post-Gazette. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette has mentioned us in their newest column on podcasting.
Sweet.
So we're excited about that. We passed that link on to you. Plus, we got a brand new 60-second promo for you to listen to there as well. It's all there at freetalklive.com. And, of course, Mother's Day is coming up, man.
Yes, it is. On the 8th of May, I believe.
That's right. And, of course, the best thing, in my opinion, to get for Mother's Day, got to be flowers. Right?
It's right up there.
You could do candy, but... That's just going to, send it to the dentist.
Who needs a fat mom, really?
That's a great point. Absolutely. And flowers are just so much more girly. They're so much more motherly, I think. And so I would suggest that if you want to get your mom some flowers, you go to theflowerplace.com.
I agree.
And the reason, of course, the number one reason is they don't actually raise their prices. during Mother's Day, during the season up and, you know, going up till Mother's Day, where all the other flower stores are saying, okay, jack the prices up, and then let's jack the prices up 300%, and then bring them down a little bit and say they're getting a 30% discount.
That's what they do.
Right. Well, they don't change their prices at all. They always have low prices at theflowerplace.com, and their number is 1-866-355-0023. That's 866-355-0023. Not only that, phones are answered 24/7. And you can be in 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada, send them to and from all of those 185 countries.
You know, we get so many international callers that I think that's a huge issue for us.
Absolutely. We got people listening all over the world.
So if they're, you know, listening in Australia, you can use theflowerplace.com.
Mm-hmm.
Listening in Tokyo, flowerplace.com.
Absolutely.
Listening in Denmark,
theflowerplace.com. And, of course, custom arrangements are available, and they have just a huge selection at theflowerplace.com. Again, Mother's Day coming up. You better make a move.
Yeah, you got to do something, because we should have a Mother's Day countdown. I don't know how long it is, but it's like, I don't know, 12 days
from
now?
I'll leave that to you, Manwin.
Something like that.
Now, before we went away for that last break, you asked a good question, and I was trying to get us to the break, and so I really didn't really have a chance to even ponder it too much, let alone answer it very well. You asked the question, is Dr. Mary Ruart proposing a debtor's prison for America? Now, why did you ask that question?
Well, traditionally, there has been no debtor's prison in America. You can't go to prison for owing Visa $50,000.
Why is that? That's not in the Constitution, is it?
It's one of the hallmarks of our free nation.
Do you think that's a good thing?
I think that...
So I was thinking about it during the break, and it seems like putting people who are in debt in prison wouldn't necessarily be such a bad thing. Like, if they aren't paying off their debts, if they're making no movement whatsoever to pay off their debts.
It certainly might give them motivation.
Yeah. Well, as we have it today, you can just rack up all kinds of credit card charges and then just say, I don't want to pay them. And you can go bankrupt and then just basically have everything cleaned off your slate. After 7 years, you're like a new man, right?
Yes, you can. I've done it.
Yeah, and I think that's fiscally irresponsible, and it should be discouraged.
You know, and I know you feel that way. They have changed the bankruptcy laws here recently, and they'll probably go into effect shortly. The little tricks as far as bankruptcy goes have changed. And
Well, there will still be tricks.
There
will still be ways to get it done. You just have to learn the new tricks.
Well, I think that basically courts can go after assets that people have. They can, you know, if somebody's not paying their debt, you can get liens placed against their homes. You can do all kinds of stuff to get your debt. I don't really see a need for a debtor's prison. Yes, businesses take a risk in loaning to people, but I don't support the idea of a debtor's prison, not in America.
So you should be able to just get all kinds of money and not pay it back and have no penalty whatsoever.
I think it's fiscally irresponsible for banks to loan to people that have no money and no visible means to make more money. And if they are loaning to somebody for that reason, they're doing it with an amount of risk for an amount of reward. And I think it's just a business proposition. I don't think that the government should go on the side of banks and imprison people for owing them money.
But if you, in your business proposition, signed a contract saying that you would pay back this loan at X amount of dollars per month, you're violating your contract by not paying it back.
And
if you're not making any effort whatsoever to pay it back, I'm not saying that you have to pay back the full amounts every single month. I mean, if you're making an effort, if you're paying something back towards your debt, I think that counts for something. But if you just let the debt fly and then just forget about it, I think that is no good at all. And I think that it should. I don't think that there's a problem putting somebody in a work prison for that.
Yeah, well, I've got a problem with it.
Well, yeah, because you've done it and you want to be fiscally irresponsible. And you want to allow the rest of America to be fiscally irresponsible. And I think that if there was such
that the banks have such an unlevel playing field slanting in their direction that anything that we can get in our direction... You know, the banks and the government are in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. They don't need laws putting people in jail for owing them money.
Well, okay. In the fantasy, you know, the fantasy libertarian world, the government and the banks wouldn't be in, you know, bed together as much as they are today.
Maybe that's something we could look at after the imaginary libertarian world has come to be for about 10 years.
Right.
Maybe that's something we could look at.
But you agree with me that it would give people an incentive to honor their
it would
honor
give them
their
a strong
debts.
Incentive.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good thing. 1-800-259-9231. Because I think that, actually, Jackie and I, my fiance and I, were just talking about this the other night. the only thing they ever taught us about money in high school, government high school, was how to write a check.
Yeah, how to write a check.
That's it. If they would have just taught some basic financial principles, everybody would be much better off today. Like saving and basic stuff like that. But they don't. Because they want you to be a scumbag. They want you to be a lowlife for your for the rest of your life. Anyway, this is your show, Free Talk Live. You take control. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Anything goes.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, and particularly the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Let's go to the phones, to the fund. John in Florida. John, you're back. You are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, I just want to comment on your views on debtor's prison and all that.
Yeah,
Ian's views.
Right.
And your views, Manwich, perhaps.
I just want to point out that, you know, these banks that are giving out loans, they're taking a risk. You know, it's an investment. If they don't want to lose their money, they need to, you know, look into these people that they're giving out loans to. I mean, you're constantly seeing, like, a car advertised, and they'll say, you know, 0% financing, guaranteed. I mean, how irresponsible is that? You know, these companies will die out eventually if they keep giving out bad loans. And they'll be replaced by financial institutions that have common sense and give out loans to people who have good credit and are responsible enough to pay them back.
I think that if we had a debtor, you know, if we were able to send people who did not pay back any debts to prison, it would give people an incentive to be careful about what kind of loans they accept as well. Instead of just going in somewhere and just taking any old loan from any old buddy, they'd have to do their due diligence and do a little bit of research first.
Do you think it would stifle business in America by having?
I can't imagine that. No, I think it would probably improve the economy because people would be more responsible with their money. People would be more careful instead of just winging it and just throwing caution to the wind.
I think some businesses have been some really good businesses that we all benefit from have probably been started by people to some extent or another winging it.
Well, I think it's fine to wing it as long as you're prepared to pay the price in the long run, as long as you're willing to pay back the money that you stole. If you don't pay it back, you're stealing it.
Well, all right, it's like this. If I invest in Microsoft and crash and burn, should they have to pay me back the losses of shares?
No, that's
different. That's an investment in a business.
Yeah, but that's the same thing a bank does. They're investing in an individual to buy a house, to buy a car, to buy whatever, to buy...
Absolutely true.
Yeah, well, I think while your comparison seems good, when they're buying the house, that house and that land, as you mentioned before, man, which is repossessable, that bank can get that property back. Whereas if you're just investing in a company, a startup company, for instance, you're just investing in a concept. You're investing in an idea to hope that will hopefully turn dividends for you in the future.
Well, I'd like to explain that
you're investing to make money.
There would also there's a differentiation between how much they buy your houses and then how much they sell it for, and then you have to pay the difference. This is especially true in new cars. If you get a new car loan, the car that they sell 9 months later when you default on your loan is worth far less than the car mm-hmm. that you bought for $25,000. It's probably worth $17,000. You're still responsible for that amount, and you're proposing that somebody be forced to pay that amount by pains of a debtor's prison, whereas Enron, when it went out of business, I owned 100 shares that were worth like $3,500 or something like that. I can't really remember. Mm-hmm. Forgive me if it was more than that or less than that. But now Enron's going to give me, the remainder of Enron. They're going to sell off the assets and they're going to give me some tiny little bit, pennies mm-hmm. on the dollar, pennies on the cent.
But you understood that risk when you got in.
And the bank understands when they give you a loan that you could lose your legs and not be able to work. What about people that get injured on the job and then suddenly they've got all these debts that they've
piled up?
That's
a good question. John, final thoughts, 10 seconds.
You know, the bank, they're investing and they need to watch what they're doing.
Good point. Thanks, John.
Thanks for getting my back, John.
You make good points, man, which I think that if we did have it, though, it would lower rates for everybody else because, well, anyway. More Free Talk Live is on the way. Hour 2 coming up. You bring up anything. Take control of the show. 800-259-9231.
If you're talking...